I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all
everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. Well, if you're new to ET Yoga, I guess you're going to find out that it'll be jam-packed with information as usual, and tonight's show will be covering a lot of different aspects about belief and why you believe certain things, and lots of new research about placebo and solfeggio music, and also kind of some personal experience related to some higher consciousness awareness. And I think you'll possibly get some new ideas tonight about why you believe certain things. And before we get into all that, we're going to kick off the show in our usual manner by playing the Hari Om mantra, as led by Sri Swami Sachidananda. So if the guys in the booth would play that now, that'd be super.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari, Hari, Hari.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om.
Hari Hari Hari
Om. Hari 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 Om. Hari Hari Om.
Hari Hari Hari
Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari Hari Hari
Om. Hari Om. Hari Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om. Hari Om. Hari Om.
Hari 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 Om. Hari Om. Hari Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om. Hari Om. Hari Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om. Hari Om. Hari Om.
Hari 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 Om. Hari Om. Hari Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om. Hari Om. Hari
Om. Hari Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om. Hari Om.
Hari Om. Hari Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om.
Om. Hari Om. Hari Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari 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 Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari Hari Hari
Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari 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 Om. Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari
Om. Hari 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 Om.
Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari
Om. Hari Om. Hari Om. Om. Hari Om. Hari Om.
Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Om.
Hari Om. Hari Om.
Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om.
Hari Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om. Hari Om. Hari Om.
Hari Om. Hari Om.
Hari Om. Hari Om.
Hari Om. Hari Om. peace.
A clip from back in the 1970s.
Peace.
I'd like to now give my usual disclaimer that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET yoga. It is therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, is provided as is and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. And for new listeners to ET Yoga, you'll know that I applaud your efforts to distance yourself from mainstream medical as much as humanly possible, and that in alignment with becoming more self-empowered and sovereign. When I was preparing for tonight's show, I wanted to get into different ideas about belief, because as you know, what we talk about in ET Yoga is that your beliefs, your intentions, your emotions, your definitions create your outer reality. And thus, this whole concept of beliefs is at the very core of ET Yoga. And I was so thrilled that I've been doing the show for a long time, and in the last couple of years, Greg Braden's come out with this model of the universe based on some findings from quantum physics and computer simulations, and what they've come up with is that the universe is holographic and that it functions on the energy of consciousness and the language of interpretation, just like in a computer program with a language of interpretation, is belief. In simplified terms, what you believe is. And I was so thrilled to have science confirm the importance of belief. And I was similarly thrilled with another of Greg Braden's YouTube presentations called Curing Cancer in 3 Minutes, because it dealt with an experience that he had with a lady who went to Beijing, China, and had a tumor dissolved in about 3 minutes. And again, shows what is possible and how that it can be almost a technology in the hands of true healing masters. And in connection with ET Yoga, my main website is at etyoga.com. It's actually called Healing the Known and the Unknown, because I knew about this way back when I started doing ET Yoga. And it thrills me to find that there is now scientific proof for some of those original ideas. Not that I was the originator of those ideas, but was aware of them long before the physical science caught up with it. And in conjunction with that idea of your outer experience being a reflection of your beliefs and emotions and intentions and definitions, is the concept that you have to be a frequency match for what you experience. And I thought it was interesting that a woman asked Bashar, "Is the earth too far gone to be saved?" And he said, "If you believe the earth is too far gone to be saved, it is. And if you believe the earth needs saving, it does. And if you believe the earth doesn't need saving, it doesn't. There are millions of possible earths, and you choose the one that resonates with your beliefs." Similarly, you don't have a belief you don't prefer. And I wonder how many people really realize that, that you don't have a belief you don't prefer. So if you have a negative belief, you need to analyze the situation and find out why you have it. because human motivation leads us to gravitate to those things that are perceived to be more pleasurable and gravitates away from what we perceive as pain. We don't for one second believe anything else. So if you say you prefer, for example, to quit smoking, but don't, it's because for some reason there is a larger payoff to keep smoking. Maybe you're afraid of gaining weight or that you will become too nervous. But for some reason, not quitting becomes the path of least resistance. If you have negative beliefs, you say you do not prefer, you need to find out why you have them. And I think that's a really interesting concept about our beliefs and why we have them. And many times in ET Yoga, I do a lot of surfing the net in between shows, looking for, you know, really interesting information that's out there related to self-empowering tools. And every so often, I also just do a segment on my own personal thoughts and beliefs from my own spiritual experience. And tonight, I'm going to do one of those segments. So the following information is going to be the good old ET Yoga spin on kind of belief and self-realization. And it's rare on ET Yoga. On the hundreds of shows that I've done, I don't know that I've ever even mentioned my name. But for those who want to know, my name is Charles Maxwell Green, and this is stuff just from off the top of my head, that the only thing that ultimately will satisfy the mind is to know itself. And if everything could have been figured out by the rational mind, it would have been figured out a long time ago. Because ultimately, what we would most like to talk about, there aren't any words for. As Swami Satchidananda would say, as many minds, as many gods. If you could define the infinite, then it wouldn't be infinite. When you take a cup to the ocean, it takes the shape of the cup. And similarly, when you experience the infinite, or all that is, or prime creator, or God, or whatever label you choose to define it, it takes the shape of that mind. And to me, it's like we are all thoughts in the mind of God. And as an example, what are the Akashic Records? Except for all the thoughts that have ever been thought in all universes and all possibilities arising from those thoughts. The fact is that thought creates. Science knows this also. We know that the universe is holographic and fractal, and that it operates on the energy of consciousness, and the language of interpretation is belief. All the methods for reality creation revolve around the idea of belief, and from the beliefs you downloaded from your original caregivers to the positive scenarios you attracted from positive holograms related to positive spin, to the actual manifestation of circumstances through creating yourself as a perfect match for those frequencies. But self-realization cannot be just believed through the mind. You can't figure it all out. That level can only be experienced. And when you experience that level, you realize that you can be aware of that level and function through the mind in the dimension of your existence. It's like the big eye and the little eye. And when the little eye shuts up, the big eye kicks in. And that's why the Who Am I technique is so powerful. And it gives credence to no thought, and it actually dissolves thought. Who am I is a question which attracts the answer. You become a perfect match for that frequency by asking the question. In fact, if you get centered on higher consciousness, you per se don't even know anything. You just ask the question and the answer comes. All information is actually available to all of us at all times. It is a matter of hearing the answer. It comes. That's why it's good to follow your heart or your intuition, as it is the next best thing. You just know. Because most people are totally lost in their thoughts, they believe that they are their thoughts. Well, who are you then when you are aware of your thoughts? You are just awareness. That awareness can be subjective, or it could be awareness of your true self, or both simultaneously. And the reason I know this is that I've experienced it. It is like if you have four people at a table and two of them actually have been to a gold mine and two haven't, you would be able to figure it out based on some pertinent questions that you could ask. And I call this psychological proof. It actually amazes me how many life coaches are out there making tons of money who don't seem to know or have never realized their true selves. And the focus of ET Yoga is certainly not political, and it's not about occurrences on the planet. In other words, I don't try to just report about things, although there are certain situations that I do think relate to consciousness and self-empowerment, like the amazing find in Romania under the Romanian Sphinx, or the find under the Egyptian Sphinx with respect to the true history of the Earth going back about 50,000 years that seems to be suppressed from public attention. Because for one thing, when you go against the negative, it just gets you tangled up in it. And I think it's a very important concept to learn, this whole idea about creating a new positive. And it's a lesson that really mankind needs to learn, because all these ideas about creating a war against poverty or a war against crime or a war against cancer, a war against terrorism, no matter whatever war it is you want to name, it just serves to perpetuate the energy of that which you say you're against. You need to create a new positive. And like Mother Teresa used to say when she was asked if she would attend a war protest, and she would say no, but she'd attend a peace rally. And the source of all misery in this world actually comes down to judgment and selfishness. Judgment because all our circumstances are inherently neutral. So any negative experience is the result of some kind of active negative judgment or definition that is negative. And this also connects with fear, because all fear is illusion. And selfishness can even be defined as identifying with the ego, because the ego is a tool which helps us to focus in third dimension. And through positive intent, the ego kind of took on the role of protecting us and the protection of the identity, and thus created the possibility of fear. And all energy that is in alignment with your higher self will manifest as joy, love, excitement, compassion, magic, all the positive emotions and thoughts that are not in alignment will be negative. And you have the ability to choose which kinds of thoughts you wish to focus on and thus create your external experience. suggest you check out Greg Braden's Seven Mirrors of the Essene, because you will gain a clear understanding of your current belief concerning Mother, Father, God. And I would tend to say that 99.9% of our listening audience, if you go to YouTube and go to Seven Mirrors of the Essene, E-S-S-E-N-E, by Greg Braden, that's B-R-A-D-E-N, and I would almost guarantee that you will learn something about yourself you didn't know before. And I'd just say, trust me, that you will learn something from this experience. And to maximize the experience, put a positive spin on it and listening to the information. And clearly, the placebo effect is a vivid example of how powerful belief is and why Big Pharma would like to sell you pills instead of researching how placebo works. And providing this information to the public. And with respect to placebo, I'd like to give you some perspectives on how belief in placebo physically operates in the world. Brazilians, for example, experience a different, actually a worse placebo response during clinical trials for an anti-ulcer drug compound than the Germans do. 200 British patients were given one of two treatments from their doctors. Either that the patient was told that he or she would be better in a few days, or that the physician cannot be sure what's the matter with you. In the positive counseling session group, 64% completely resolved their issues spontaneously within 2 weeks. In the negative counseling session group, only 39% had the same resolution experience. Research also suggests that the cost of expected treatment is also a factor. Medication is related with higher outcome of placebo response. In particular, patients with Parkinson's disease who received a treatment injection that they were told cost $100 reported as more effective than those who received an injection that cost $10. Both groups received sham treatments of pharmaceutical-grade saline. And when identical inexpensive wines were tested by tasters and then put into the more exotic or expensive wine bottles, the ratings actually of the tasters, it was significantly higher for the more expensive bottles. So if placebo works with wine testing, why not patient treatment outcomes? These would be components of the subject expectancy effect. We're having certain expectations of an intervention inextricably leads to similarly reported results. And from the Children of the Law of One and the Lost Teachings of Atlantis, when we assume something, our subconscious accepts it as the accomplished fact and proceeds to manifest it in the body. And I think that's a really important point that most people aren't aware of, that when we assume something, our subconscious accepts it as the accomplished fact and proceeds to manifest it in the body. So you can be psychosomatically healthy as well as psychosomatically unhealthy. Placebo works because the patient is told it is a drug and just assumes it is. And there There it is again, assumption and belief. We also know that the universal intelligence field cannot distinguish between imagining and real-life events. It also is interesting to note that if you go back and remember a past event, the universal intelligence field can't tell whether you choose a positive outcome of that event or whether you choose to remember it as a negative event. Also interesting to note that apparently 95% of everything you think, believe, and do is from the subconscious mind, and for most people, it has been programmed by someone else. And television plays a large role in this brainwashing process. And from Teal Swan, we get this idea that words are only representative of thoughts and therefore vibrations. The universe does not respond to words, only vibration. That is why, for example, we can say anything we want to try to cover the truth, and the universe will respond to the guilt we feel instead. Or why we can use affirmations over and over that don't feel true to us. We're speaking the words, but the manifestation stays the same. And from the College of Christ Consciousness, all beliefs that cause negative emotions are erroneous, and all erroneous beliefs are based in fear. Therefore, all negative emotions are also based in fear. Interesting to note that two incoherent frequencies cannot exist in the same space because it is not an energetic match. Physical reality must match the energy which is creating it. And I think that's a very, very important concept if you can spend some time with. And from Kirk Nielsen, related to the concepts of beliefs, what you believe is what you put out. So to change your experience is to change what you believe. If you have a belief, then you will choose experiences that prove to you that your belief is true. You reinforce your beliefs by choosing experiences that validate them and then say, see, I told you so. That proves that what I believe is true. The belief came first, and then you set up the situations and circumstances that supported it. From all the possible experiences you could choose, you will choose the ones that validate your beliefs. You cannot have an experience without a belief. And the key to remember is that beliefs come first, and then you choose experiences that match them. Believing is seeing, not seeing is believing. The beliefs that generate your experience may be conscious or unconscious, which is why you may experience something that doesn't seem to be generated by something that you believe. You can transform the belief or definition that is causing you pain by simply identifying it. Negative judgments and definitions can be released the moment you realize you have them, if you believe they can. When you realize you have them and they no longer make sense to you, believe that they are gone and they will be. You have a core signature vibration that is who you truly are. It is the vibration of joy, happiness, and excitement. And when you feel these emotions, you know you are being your natural self. If something is not working in your life, it means that what you are putting out is out of alignment with your signature vibration. If you experience pain, it is because you are resisting who you really are. All pain is resistance to the natural self. Your core vibration is always putting out the frequency of what you truly are, and therefore attracting you to frequencies that are similar and repelling frequencies that are opposite. If you don't do anything, you would have everything you need come to you, and everything you don't need go away away from you. In fact, the best thing you can do is to stop holding on to what wants to get away from you and stop pushing away what wants to come to you. It is your programming and limiting beliefs that get in the road of a perfect, flowing, happy life. Life works. Let it work. Let it flow. Life in and of itself is neutral and comes with no built-in meaning. You give life its meaning with your definitions. Your experience of any person, situation, or thing is determined by your definitions. You are the experience you are having itself. There is only one mechanism for motivation, and that is your belief that your behavior will bring you more pleasure and less pain. And that's what human motivation is all about. And I'd also, again, like to share with you from Marilyn the Magician, and that's from the Creative Camelot Club, which is connected to Merlin the Magician. Merlin's 10 commandments, and that's commandments, not commandments. And he states, number one, I commend you for assigning your signature vibration to only that which you want in your experience. For greeting, meeting, and matching your desires in your imagination where there is no lack or neediness. For pointing your wand only to the direction of your desires. For heeding the focus of your attention. For only selecting from the reflective pool of polarities that which feels good. For going with the flow and trusting where you'll go. For making matches that represent heaven in your own mind. For minding your own business of what is manifesting before you. For going beyond what is through the portal of your vast imagination. And for being totally present in your here and now. And those are Merlin's 10 commandments. Now, the exact structure and dynamics of our consciousness, which make us both a fractal and holographic expression of the infinite God consciousness, can be found also in Nassim Haramein's The Holofractographic Universe Theory and in his work Crossing the Event Horizon. And new evidence is also clearly illustrating that our mind is non-local and is independent of the brain, which means it doesn't need the brain or the body, for that matter, to exist. In fact, I know a person who has a severe case of a swelling of the brain, and actually most of her brain has been destroyed, but she still functions with pretty much normal intelligence. And it was actually physical proof to me that this statement is true, that our mind is non-local and is independent of the brain, which means it doesn't need the brain or the body, for that matter, to exist. And also a big, big misnomer that modern medical science seems to function under is that, you know, your consciousness is inside the brain. No, and not so. Your brain is inside your consciousness. Thus, the fusion of our thoughts, emotions, beliefs, and intentions, which we call the human energy field, is perpetually within us and around us at each moment of our existence. And because reality, which is also another thing that's been proven, is flashing in and out of existence, so that there's further proof that our bodies are actually reflections of our consciousness and flash in and out of existence. And every time a reality oscillates between form and pure energy, or that energy state, our awareness, which is constant and doesn't flash in and out of existence, informs the field what to reappear is when it makes its transition back to form at the quantum level. So clearly the human body is a projection of our consciousness, just as, in my opinion, the universe is a projection of the consciousness of God, or prime creator, or whatever term you want to use to define infinite spirit. Your body is not the real you. Your body is merely a projection of what you believe yourself to be. And this relates directly to the Who Am I technique and the quest for self-realization. I should also like to inform our listeners about the amazing clinical research concerning essential oils. And this research shows that essential oils have the highest frequency of any natural substance known to man, and that these oils can create an environment in which bacteria, virus, fungus, etc. cannot survive. When essential oils are applied topically anywhere on the skin, they will travel throughout the body, affecting every cell in the body, including the hair, within seconds. And when they say that it's got the highest frequency of any natural substance, I guess to my mind, the only thing that would have a higher frequency would be crystals and moldavite. These substances would be have a higher frequency, but probably have not been tested. But these essential oils are absolutely amazing. And the research has also shown that essential oils are highly antiviral and anti-infectious. And in fact, in 1995, a Dr. Jean C. Laprez discovered that there are two essential oils in which no bacteria or virus could survive. And also another significant breakthrough in science, that there are so many life-threatening viruses and drug-resistant bacteria now. And a recent study done at Weber University has proven that four essential oils will kill 100% of bacteria and viruses in any room where they are diffused. And in tests even conducted in France by Professor Griffin, the antiseptic effect of a blend of essential oils including pine, thyme, peppermint, lavender, rosemary, and cinnamon was studied. And he set up a number of petri dishes approximately 15 centimeters from the ground in an open room, and allowing them to stand for 24 hours. And the germs from the air being collected naturally as they settled into the open petri dishes. And after 24 hours, he examined the petri dishes and found them to contain 210 colonies of various microbes, including numerous molds and staphylococci. He then sprayed the mixture of essential oils in the form of an aerosol into the air of the room, and after only 15 minutes, only 14 colonies out of the original 210 were left alive. And after 30 minutes, only 4 colonies were left, and all of the potentially harmful disease-causing molds and staphylococci had been killed within 30 minutes. And in another experience, the number of pathogens, microorganisms, and various locations were measured. In a forest, there were found to be 5 pathogenic organisms in the air for every 1 cubic meter. In the average apartment, there were found to be 20,000 microbes in the air per cubic meter. In public stores, there were found to be 9 million per cubic meter. And the top of a workbench, 5 million. In a carpet, 9 million. And in the air of a large hospital room, there were 10,000 microbes per cubic meter. And when a doctor puts some of the microbe-laden air from the hospital into a flask containing just a few drops of essential oils, 40% of the microbes were destroyed in only 20 minutes, 80% in an hour, and 100% in 9 hours. And I guess it kind of makes you wonder why every hospital room doesn't have essential oils when you have just amazing, amazing, amazing results like that. I mean, that's just, to me, right off the charts. Like, as in, a totally, totally amazing. Essential oils, something that I guess over the course of time I never really thought much about, but certainly starting to pay a lot more attention. Also, another, phenomenon that would be highly beneficial to us is certainly music. And music and sound can be very powerful transformational tools for the human body and the soul. However, information has come to light in recent years that our modern-day musical scale has been robbed of its vast potential for healing and transformation. And there was once an even more powerful time-honored tonal scale known as the original solfeggio frequencies. And their origins date back to ancient times when they were sung in the Gregorian chants during religious ceremonies in churches of that time period. But strangely, around 1050 AD, they mysteriously disappeared. And apparently the combination of these sacred tones and the Latin intonation had the power to penetrate deep into the recesses of the subconscious mind and promote great healing and transformation. The solfeggio frequencies contain the six pure tonal notes, which were once used to make up the ancient musical scale until they were altered by the Catholic Church and Pope Gregory. The Church claims they just lost 152 of these Gregorian chants. Well, one of these sacred chants, known as the Hymn to St. John the Baptist, has reemerged. And now it can be found in a few select CD releases, such as NPR Milestones of the Millennium Chant, called Hymns and Sequences, and Glorialis Excelsis Deo, which is available on the iTunes Music Store. And this hymn also goes by another name of Ut, it's U-T, Quiant, Laxus Resonare Fabri Hymn, and can be found on the CD chanted by the Benedictine monks of Santo Domingo de Silos. And the Hymn to St. John the Baptist has become known as the most inspirational hymn ever written and features all six solfeggio notes. And our modern-day music scale is slightly out of sync from the original solfeggio frequencies and is consequently more dissonant, as it is based upon what is termed the 12-tone equal temperament. In ancient times, the musical scale was called just intonation, and also our modern music falls within the A 440 hertz frequency, which was changed from the A 417 hertz around 1914. And in addition, a seventh note was added in the form of C, as in the do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, and while the original solfeggio scale was composed of only six notes, ut, re, mi, fa, sol, la. So in essence, nearly all the music we hear today on the radio, and it is sold in stores, whether it's rock, jazz, soul, classical, is atonal and counterproductive in comparison to the amazing transformational powers of the great solfeggio tones. And our modern music is basically at dis-ease with the human body. And each of the solfeggio frequencies corresponds to not only a note on the tonal scale, but to a cycle per second hertz frequency number, and to a specific color, and ultimately to a particular chakra in the body. And this is the big connection with ET yoga, because of the connection specifically to the different chakras. For instance, middle C is related to the 528 hertz frequency tone, which is associated with the color green, which in form is related to the heart chakra. And it is the third note on the scale and relates to the note mi on the scale. And it derives from the Latin mira gestorum, in Latin meaning miracle. And the 528 hertz frequency is known as the 528 miracle because it has the remarkable capacity to heal and repair DNA within the body, and is the exact frequency that has been used by genetic biochemists. Green, of course, is the primary color of Mother Earth, and because our planet vibrates to the frequency of love or of the heart, green also can be found in the middle of the color scale as seen in a rainbow. And the six solfeggio notes include UT at 396 hertz, which is liberating guilt and fear, Re at 417 hertz, undoing situations and facilitating change, Mi, 528 hertz, transformation and miracles and DNA repair, Fa, 639 hertz, connecting and about relationships, Soul at 741 hertz, expression and solutions, and La at 892 hertz, awakening and intuition. And, of course, 528 is the core creative frequency of nature. And there's also a book called The Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse, and that's by Horowitz and Puleo. And there's also a guitarist now called Scott Huckabee, and he's producing music implementing the Solveggio tuning scale, and there are now video tutorials to assist musicians in how to tune a guitar or a synthesizer keyboard instrument to the correct Solveggio scale. And if you want more information on that, you can go to www.love528.com. That's www.love528.com. And Horowitz has since declared that there are three more perfect notes which should be added to the scale. And they are 174 hertz, 285 hertz at the bottom of the scale, and 925 hertz at the top. And which, when added, the six original solfeggio frequencies create three perfect triads of notes. So 3 times 3 are 9, with 9 being the sacred number of completion. Pretty fascinating stuff. Certainly, I think music, one of those big ones in our life, and something that I could see in the future that music is going to take a turn towards incorporating more of these solfeggio notes. And as I've reported before on ET Yoga, the ancient Atlanteans and Lemurians, their music scales, our modern music, there would be like 9 of our notes would be in between one of theirs. So the space between notes and frequencies is very important, especially in terms of higher consciousness. And if we recall, like Lemuria being a fifth-dimensional planet, and well, not a planet, but on the Earth at the time, the Earth was fifth-dimensional, and Atlantis being a fourth-dimensional society, and now we're going back to fourth and fifth dimensions. So I would predict that our music's going to start reflecting the consciousness of the planet. And as well, another one of those amazing tools that I've been talking about lately on ET Yoga would be the Andara crystals. To me, just amazing, amazing frequencies. I mean, unlimited frequency. And I've also mentioned many times on the show about how important water is and how water is a perfect reflector of consciousness. And I used to, at my water supply, I used to surround it with yantras and play Bach and Beethoven music. And my most recent upgrade on that is just placing an Andara crystal in my water supply. I think that's about as good as it gets. So there's an interesting tip for you if you're looking to put some high frequency into your water. And if you're not aware of how that all works, you can go to Masaru Emoto, The Power of Water. You can look up on the YouTube, and he's got some amazing photos there of how positive emotion and negative emotion molecularly changes the structure of water. And they freeze water that has had certain emotions put into it, and then they have the pictures right on the internet. And, you know, if you can't believe that that works by seeing those pictures, well, there's no convincing you, so I guess that would be the end of that. But if you've got any kind of an open mind, I think you'll realize that water has a consciousness. It's a perfect reflector of consciousness, and it's highly, highly important part of our life, as is the music we listen to. As I understand it, when we listen to music, it opens up both hemispheres of the brain as well. And certainly listening to certain classical music has a much more beneficial effect on our DNA. In fact, it was Beethoven's Seventh Symphony, Second Movement, that Bashar recommends, because he claims that it is a download to Beethoven from higher consciousness, and really helps us with the idea of allowing and letting go. And I think all of us probably have a few things to learn in that area. As I mentioned earlier in this podcast, that the things that are trying to reach us, we're pushing away, and the things that are we don't want, we're holding on to. And by playing that 3-minute segment, and you can find that on YouTube, the Beethoven Seventh Symphony, Second Movement, and there's a 3-minute segment there that is very, very beneficial in this whole area of allowing and letting go. So my hope for our listeners tonight, and I might add that I'm much appreciative of the ET Yoga audience for their sophistication and for just being you, because as Bashar would say, you're already making the maximum difference on this planet just by being you. And when you happen to be doing your highest joy, other people may notice the difference that you're already making. And as usual on ET Yoga, I'd like to wish everybody my sincere best towards your attainment of full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance. And now I'm going to give the Who Am I technique, give you some ideas about how I would suggest you do that. If you're a person who does the Hatha Yoga, I would do my Hatha Yoga session, and then I'd do some pranayams, and then I'd sit in a very comfortable position, whichever is the most comfortable for you, and then focus all attention, as much as humanly possible, your consciousness in your third eye area into one spot. And with your full attention and focus on that one spot, I would ask the question, who am I, maybe 30 or 40 times. And what you're doing there is you're attracting the answer to your consciousness. And after you do that, then I would state the following to myself mentally, that I am not my body. I am not my internal organs. I am not my thoughts. I am not this spot. What spot?
I'd like to share with you the XYZ extraterrestrial meditation. First, you need to get really relaxed, either lying down or sitting comfortably or even standing up, whatever is the most comfortable for you. I then suggest taking a couple of deep breaths and imagine yourself in your perfect place of peace. You haven't a worry in the world and are just relaxing in your perfect place of peace. Then imagine the following. Around the area of your heart or solar plexus, just behind that area, is a bright ball of white light. It is a packet of energy that is your essence. This star that you feel inside yourself, this ball of light, now grows and grows and grows in intensity and gets stronger and stronger and stronger until it bursts forth as a beam of light, a laser-like beam bursting out of the front of you and stretches as far as you can imagine infinity to be. Stretching, stretching out as a beam of light beyond the solar system, beyond the Milky Way galaxy, and beyond, going faster and faster and faster all the way to infinity. But it is also elastic, so as it reaches infinity, it slows down and will stop and turn around, and as a solid beam, it will creep back towards you from the far reaches of infinity, faster and faster and faster and faster and faster until it comes crashing through the center of your body and through you and out your back and all the way to infinity out the back, all the way out, further, further, until it reaches infinity, and it returns, but a little faster now. And faster and faster and faster until it too crashes through you, out the front, all the way to infinity. But it returns even faster now, out the back and out the front, and out the back and out the front, and out the back and out the front, and out the back and out the front. Back and forth, 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 back and forth. And out the front and out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And let yourself get used to this idea. And then when it gets right in the middle of your body, it crashes out the left side all the way to infinity and back out the right side all the way to infinity and turns and comes back through the center, out the left side and back out the right side and side to side and side to side and front and back 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 until you get used to the idea. And then you have created an X and Y axis. Now another beam goes crashing through your head up all the way to infinity and turns around and comes crashing back through your head and out the bottom and up and down and up and down and up and down and up and down and and up and down and up and down and up and down and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side. And it begins to build, 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 and builds to build until an infinite number of rays fly out simultaneously to infinity and stay there. You are suspended on beams of light, and you are stabilized at infinity. You hang there for eternity at infinity. Then you start to notice little bits of pulses, symbols, and signals, like a web that you are in the center of. Bits of information coming and going from every dimension and every space and time that exists. Every doorway and every gateway and forms and ideas and messages and communications like a giant matrix. You feel the ebb and flow of the infinite possibilities from every space and time, from front and back and side to side and up and down. Clickety-clack, 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 clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clack. Clickety-clack. Now send out one large pulse on every line outward and receive one large pulse coming back like a heartbeat. Boom, 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 boom. And now you're starting to sense a larger infinite mass mind behind this heartbeat, this pulse. It's like a gigantic awareness, one soul, one mind. You are suspended in the center of eternity. Boom, 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 boom. Now, with every heartbeat, a new breath, a new awareness, a new perspective, a new experience, a new sensation, a new dimension, a new galaxy, forever, forever, new, new, new. And now all the beams expand until you are surrounded in a sea of light that is becoming more transparent until it is like a bubble, but you can still hear it. Boom, 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 boom. You can feel the seed of all that is, and as the blood flows from your own heart, as the seed of the infinite of all that is, on that pulse, you are connected from every direction and any direction simultaneously. And every time you remember your heartbeat, you will feel connected to this heartbeat. Be in your perfect place of peace and feel your heartbeat. Now, take a deep breath and feel refreshed, feel loved, and feel energized.
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all things.